Good morning and welcome into Conversations with the Newsmaker, a public affairs program of this station and the Bristol Broadcasting Company. I'm Trey Adams. This morning on the program, we discuss elder abuse in Virginia and the continued pursuit to protect the state's most vulnerable populations. Many advocates and leaders are constantly working to ensure this is happening, including our guest today, which is Wise County and the City of Norton Commonwealth's attorney, Chuck Slimp. Chuck, good morning and welcome into Conversations.
Good morning, Trey, and good morning to all the listeners. I'm honored to be here.
Chuck, let's begin with a discussion of the current Virginia law concerning elder abuse. What type of protections does the law currently offer to the elderly and others like incapacitated adults?
Well, the General Assembly in Virginia has made great strides over the past 5 to 6 years in amending the law, putting new protections on the books. In particular, there's a felony charge if someone intentionally harms, abuses, neglects an incapacitated adult or a senior citizen. There's financial protections for seniors. To banks, if they suspect fraud, they must report. There are little changes here and there that have been made over the years that have made a big difference. So the law currently allows a senior to have and protect their finances, to spend money as they see fit. But at the same time, it does not permit someone who maybe is a caregiver to steal from that senior, to take their money out from under them, or to take their property. And more specifically, it doesn't allow, it's already a crime, to harm physically someone who is advanced in their age. But this is a big problem we're seeing, Trey. The problem is that we've got a lot of folks who are advanced in age. We have an aging population here in southwestern Virginia, northeast Tennessee, and seniors are increasingly targets of criminal activity. So we're trying to do everything we can every year to try to protect these folks who are our most vulnerable.
And I understand there's legislation currently on the books that actually advanced in the House and Senate in Virginia. What are the primary changes that this amendment could make the law stronger?
So we worked really hard over the past few years to protect those who are maybe experiencing some kind of abuse, neglect, or exploitation, but they can't speak for themselves because they're incapacitated. Under the current law, that individual who is suffering harm would have to go to the magistrate's office or a court and ask for a protective order. But and social services, who might see the harm, law enforcement might see the harm, but because that individual is an adult, they can't petition for a protective order for that abused senior. So this law is a small change, but a significant change. It would allow, in an emergency situation and a situation where an incapacitated adult is incapacitated, they can't file for themselves that protective order. It allows social services to petition a court on a temporary emergency basis to safeguard that senior from abuse. It's a huge change, and we've been working this, Trey, for the past 5 years. It's something that I heard from the get-go. It's something that as soon as I took office, I identified as a problem, and we've tried to work with our partners across the state to make this change, to provide the extra resources and to make sure that we protected our seniors. So I'm really proud that after years of work, we finally got it. And what was funny was last year we had a very similar proposal, and that proposal died in committee. And there were some concerns. There were some questions, folks who didn't understand what the law did. And we spent the greater part of the next year educating and tweaking the language of the bill so that it would not only be understood, but that it would pass unanimously. And it did.
The entire Conversations with the Newsmaker interview with Wise County and the City of Norton Commonwealth's attorney Chuck Slimp can be heard Sunday, February 7th at 6 a.m. on Supertalk 92.9.